I'm Lieutenant Jason Schrag, Public Information Officer at Pelican Bay State Prison, and I approve this podcast.
Hey everyone, Paul Kritz here with a quick update about the podcast and the audio journalism classes at Pelican Bay State Prison. After a lengthy shutdown last year for the Delta surge, we were finally able to resume in-person classes and the production of this podcast last October inside the Bay. With a mostly new bunch of students, we hit the ground running with a new stress placed on teaching the guys how to produce the podcast themselves from start to finish. In the past, we'd record something and I would produce the content outside of class. This saved time and freed up my students to focus on what they wanted to say. But I had several students tell me they really wanted some hands-on learning, the mics and mixer, the software, what the hell compression is, things like that. So this newest iteration of the audio journalism class and Pelican Bay Unlocked was all about the guys learning a craft, something they can use, how to set up and record and edit and produce. We recorded some conversations, introductions, some audio to set the stage and let you, the listener, get a handle on just who these guys were. And just as we were about to hit play on this new generation of Unlocked, another shutdown, this one due to Omicron. And two more months of no classes. Then finally in March, the Bay opened back up and we were able to resume the classes and production and pick up where we'd left off. And that's what this episode of Unlocked is all about. An introduction to the new audio journalism class in B Yard. And, unlike any previous Unlocked, this one was recorded, edited, and produced entirely by the guys in blue.
You've entered into Pelican Bay Unlocked, where insight meets living in opposition to existing. We intend to give the society we came from an authentic glance into the conversations that must be had to better pass on what we've learned. This is an introduction to the BR class, back from the pandemic. It's in our interest as an international community to ensure the mistakes we make don't happen again. So here we are and hope you continue to check us out. Tune in to PelicanBayUnlocked.com or hashtag PBUnlocked. Hey, Paulie.
Hey. So you're the OG from the last round of these classes, man. What's your take this first day?
Man, I'm so loving. I'm the energy of the brothers that's in here right now, man, and I feel like everybody's really. They want to be in involved, and that's the biggest thing. That's all it takes, man. If you put one foot forward, it'll get back. We'll learn from each other, and we'll keep building, man, from there. One time I first came in here, and these dudes were on. They were just off to the races, poetry and singing, and, I mean, good conversations. I can see there's not going to be any difference in this class too. You know, this group is dedicated. I'm down.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I'm liking this group as well. Now, I was too familiar. They all said, "Hey, show us how you're doing." I sat down. Tell us all your name.
Off top, you know, it was like, I feel like, man, when we have people that are interested and have the bravery to just step in. And then it just takes on a life of its own, man. It's nothing but good things can come out of this, you know?
What's your name, man?
Oh. Well, you know.
Yeah, because we asked everybody. So, yeah. Tell the people who you are.
My name is Tracy Von Paul Jr.,
there
right?
There you go. But What's the V for?
Von.
Von.
Von. I think I got a real
like
slave
V-O-N?
Master name. Like
you got a
Tracy Von Paul Jr. I've been trying to get rid of it for years.
Oh, playing, no, man.
Just playing, man.
All right.
You know, I got a name from my father. We don't really. My father's name was given to him by my grandmother before she passed. He tried to figure out where it came from. But my grandmother is. You'll learn about her later. I'll tell you about her. She's a riot. Rest in peace. I love her. Mary. Rest in peace. I love you.
So we were talking earlier, came up just sitting around organically talking mm-hmm. about mental health, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
So talk to me about your faith and how that relates to your mental health in here.
Oh, man. Well, my faith, right, is Islam. And in my faith, it has properties that deal with really meditation and actually figuring out and actually dealing with your issues as opposed to finding other outlets like doing drugs or drinking is totally prohibited. So it forces you to actually deal with your situation and work on what you want to actually be. Mental health, man, has been an issue in my household and we just now are getting to the bottom of everything, and it's a beautiful understanding, right? It opens up a whole new world, and the fact that people need each other, man. We all need to be in a position where we can just stop accusing people and just get an understanding of where this person is coming from, and you'll find that they need help 9 times out of 10, you know? And it's so beautiful right now that at this day and age, we're outspoken about mental health issues. And I mean, I think that it's a beautiful time, man. I think it is. And far as my faith is concerned, man, I'm just taking it all in, man. Man, I can honestly say I'm blessed, man, to have an opportunity to actually to live a sober life, man, and respect people for who they are, man, and understand that we all were babies in a crib, right? We all were babies, and we all developed into who we are, but it doesn't mean that we have to be who we are right now. We can change, you know, and that's the beautiful thing, man. And Islam actually means submission, right? But submit to what, right? We say to submit to the will of Allah, right? And the will of the Creator is to make sure that we keep creating, right? The will of the Creator is to make sure that what we create or what we put into the universe is beneficial for everyone, you know? Doesn't matter what race you are, creed, you know what I mean? It's the bottom line is to make sure that what we do is to actually be a benefit for everyone, you know? That's what it's about.
How does that then, and your experience in faith and mental health, how does that influence then inform your participation in this podcast?
Oh, man. Because it makes me more interested in everybody, you know? Everybody has something that I can learn from, right? Everybody's been through, even though we're in the same predicament, we pretty much came to, we're in one place at one time for a purpose of, you know what I mean, of just getting to know one another so that we can be right and be good people towards one another, right? But we can't get to that point unless we talk about it. No one knows what's in your head unless you speak, right? And I think that we're at that point, and this podcast is all about speaking. So I think that we're getting to the bottom of everything that I need to know or everything that we need to know to live a better, more empathetic life, man. I think that's where it all comes down to. That's what makes us human and everything else what it is. Being able to be human, you can look at another person's situation and learn from it and actually feel what they're feeling. I think that's the best thing going, man, in society, man. I think to make a better society, we'll have to do that, more of it.
All right, I'm really looking forward to this and looking forward to this group and seeing what we can do, man.
Right on.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
Yo, 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 man. It's your boy Lawrence, man. Pelican Bay Unlocked. Hashtag PB Unlocked, man. I'm right here with...
Yeah, it's your boy Don, man.
Man, tell us a little bit about you. Don, man, where you from out there?
Oh, yeah, man. I come up out of Stockton, California, man.
Stockton. Okay, yeah, man. Okay.
Little itty-bitty city by the water.
Okay, okay. Well, man, give us a little background on you, man.
Oh, man, you know, typical, you know what I'm saying, typical hood dude, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Out there running the streets just like everybody else. You know, the streets got a hold of me, man. They just didn't let go.
Man, that's how the streets is, man. They get a hold of you, man. They bleed you dry, man, you know? But what you doing with your time here in Pelican Bay, man?
Oh, man, right now I'm in... waiting for the fall semester of College of the Redwoods to start, man, so I can get up in there and try to, you know what I'm saying, try to do something with myself.
Me too, man. You know, got to take care of this free education, man. You feel me?
Might as well take advantage of it. Hey, it's free 99. Yeah, I'm all with that.
Man, so look, man, what do you want the viewers to know about you, man?
Oh, man, you know, really, like, man, look. what I did out there on the streets, man, you know what I'm saying? I made a mistake, man, you know, and I'm trying to, the whole thing is to learn from your mistakes, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm human just like anybody else, man. I'm trying to be over and done with it.
Spoken like a real man, man. Straight up, man. It's your boy Lawrence. I'm right here with Don, man. You feel me? Pelican Bay Unlocked. Hashtag PB Unlocked, man. You already know, man.
Man, y'all go out there and check it out, man. Tell your friends and your friends' friends. I'm your boy Justin.
And let they know, but to tell their friends, yeah. To tell their friends, to tell their girlfriends, you feel me, about Pelican Bay Unlocked, man. You feel me?
And we out.
Pelican Bay Unlocked, man. Hashtag PB Unlocked. This is Justice, and I'm here with Carlos right here, man. We just trying to get to know the brother, man. It's a good energy in here, and it's time to get it, man. My boy's name is
Carlos.
And what are we doing here? What are we, you know what I mean? How you feeling this? How you feeling the environment and, you know, this opportunity right here?
Feeling a little good, you know, kind of, to be honest, a little out of my comfort zone, you know, but willing to try new things,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's that's only when we get, whenever we out of our comfort zone, it leaves opportunity for good things to come in, man.
We can't limit ourselves, you know.
Absolutely, man. Where you from out there?
San Jose, California.
San Jose, man, up north, you know.
Sure.
Man, okay, give us a little background about yourself, how long we got, and what are we working on?
Well, right now I'm close to the house. I got like 11 months left. I've been incarcerated since I was 16 years old. I'm going to get out. I'm going to be 24 and a half, you know. So right now, just trying to better myself, you know, take advantage of every opportunity that's presented to me.
Yeah.
You know, make the best out of my situation.
Yeah. Man, 11 months. After being in since you were 16 years old, we're talking about grown man stuff now. You know, we're talking about walking into a world that's kind of big. It's pretty big, man. And I think you got what it takes, man. You in college right now, right?
Yes, sir.
What are we working on? You know?
Right now I'm working on, the semester's already done, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next semester starts in the beginning of 2022. Yeah. Signed up for 5 classes.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I started with 5 classes this semester, but it was just a little too much, you know. It was a little overwhelming, but I just finished 4 classes.
And yeah.
You know, it's going to be done in 2 weeks, and I just wait for the grades to come in.
And you bounce back with 5 more. Let's get it, you know. You're going to step right into it. When you get out of here, you going to college?
Well, you see, I kind of thought about that, right?
Yeah.
It's something that's in my pocket, you know, because when I get out, I kind of want to establish myself and, you know, because I'm going to get out, right? I'm going to go back to whoever's going to take me, my mom or a family member, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be a burden, so we're going to kind of have to put the education to the side and try to find a job, you know, so I can get what I need, like most of the things here we don't have to worry about, right?
Our
clothes, being fed.
True.
Once we get out there, it's like those are things that we have to worry about, you know.
Yes. So. Sure. It's admirable to think about, you know, the fact that you're gonna step into somebody's, you know, into a situation, and you don't want to be a burden, man. You want to be somebody that can contribute, and to put your education aside to make sure that's taken care of, man, is something admirable.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people sitting on people's couches
and
ain't doing nothing. But the brothers in here is really worried about taking care of home, man, and I can dig that, man. So what else you said it's on a back burner.
Yeah,
so
but
eventually you do want to go to college.
Yeah, because see, with that, right, going to college, furthering my education out there, it'll bring me around certain people, you know, people that I wouldn't normally be around, you know, just maybe well-rounded people, you know, that have goals and aspirations and are working towards that, and that's just like people that I would want to seek out and be around, because they would bring out the better in me, you know?
Yes, yes. It's an environment thing. You know what I mean? You prepare for the environment. You prepare the environment for the person that you want to actually be. So being around people that are in school, that's a good thing, man. And these people are progressive. You know?
And I'm not going to lie, too. You know, it's kind of hard changing your way of thinking, you know.
Yeah,
it's real easy to do what you already know how to do, and most of the times what we know how to do is it's not always the best thing, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like sometimes I guess the odds are not in our favor, you know, to get out there, and we still have to deal with certain stuff. You know, like your PO got to check in.
Yeah.
You know, you don't show up on time because you missed the bus or whatever the reason. Yeah. You get violated, you come back, you know. So then you come out, you're a convicted felon. Nobody wants to hire you. You know. So what do you do?
Yeah, you stick to it. We're grinders. This is what we do, man. Is we want to be positive, we're gonna be positive. We wanted to be negative, we made that happen already. It's an ending to that, you know. The grass is definitely greener on the other side, man. I'm here with my boy Los Carlos, man. The brother's finna come home, man.
Yes,
www.pelicanbayunlock.com #PBUnlock, man. Tell them all.
Yo, yo, man, it's your boy Lawrence once again, man. Pelican Bay Unlocked, man. #PBUnlocked, man. You already know, man. I got my boy
Deshaun.
Deshaun, what it do, bro, man? Tell us a little bit about yourself, though, man.
You know what I'm saying? We in the building, man. I'm from Chico, California.
Chico.
Party town, you already know.
Yeah.
You already know. I've been down about six and change. I'm going to be honest, right? I'm on my way out. I'm knocking on the door. I'm down there peeping through the windows and all that.
Okay.
I start the beginning of next year, free man.
Ooh.
Free,
so what you going to do with your time out there, bro?
I'm be honest, right? Main thing on my mind is getting to know my son.
That's first and foremost. That's a man right there.
That's first and foremost. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want to know him. I missed a lot of time with him. I don't know very much about him. You know, his attention span is very short when I'm on the phone with him. He got video games and friends, so I let him do his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I like to hear that he loves me. Yeah. You're gonna tell me you love me.
Straight up.
Yeah,
straight
you're gonna
up.
Tell you love me first straight before up. You go.
Hell yeah.
Everything.
Okay, man. Well, give us a little bit of background about you. Like, man, what you in here for, you know?
I'm in here for a home invasion.
Okay.
A home invasion robbery. Made some mistakes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sugarcoat it or nothing. I was out there ripping around the streets hard.
Yeah, heavy. That's how the streets is, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Streets get a hold of you.
Get lost in the sauce. It's hard to get out sometimes.
Man, you already know, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like if I knew better, I'd do better. But now that I know better, I think it's gonna go better.
Well, you know, they say, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional.
No,
you know?
Yeah, that's deep.
That's deep. You feel me? So, man, so what do you want the viewers to know about you, D?
I want the viewers to know, man, that my crime does not define me. I know people say that a lot, but it's true.
Straight up.
There's no other way you can do it. You can say it, you know what I'm saying, but stick to the basics. That is it. My crime doesn't define me. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody. But it's how you bounce back from that mistake.
It's how you
come back from it.
Exactly. It's how you learn from it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what I want people to know about me. And to stay tuned, because it's not over.
Stay tuned. It's not over,
it's
bro.
Not over.
I'm about to bounce back. You're about to be right back out there.
You know what I'm saying?
In Chico. You feel me?
But I'm going to be doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing in Chico.
I'm recording and all that, but really, I do got getting to know my son on my mind. But school and a job, I'm balancing right now. I want to go to school. I'm going to school in here right now, right? College of Redwoods. But I'm not going to lie, I slacked on it just because my out date creeped up on me. I got a little time knocked off with the little law, and my class would have been done after my out date. So I was like, there's no reason in doing it.
I feel
like I probably should have stuck to it, though, and could have finished it when I got out
because
it
was
important. But I got too far behind to try to catch up. I'm like, it'd have defeated the purpose.
Yeah, so when you get out there, your main thing is basically touching bases with your little one.
Yep.
Either going to school, getting a job.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Anything else you want us to know about you?
Nah, man, there's nothing else to know.
Man, you heard it right there, man. Pelican Bay Unlocked, #PBUnlocked, man. Your boy Lawrence and Deshaun, man.
I love you,
get
mama.
At us, man. Holla.
Hey, this is Justice Pelican Bay doing the Pelican Bay Unlocked right now with Lawrence, man. We're trying to get an understanding of who this brother is, man. Let's the world see, you know. Lawrence, where you from out there, man?
I'm from Pasadena, California.
from the Dina, huh?
Yeah, man.
The Rose Bowl and all that.
You know what I'm talking about? You know I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. This is the first day, man, that we've all come in here to really get an understanding of how the whole program goes, and being in the space with this brother's energy, man. It's time to get a good understanding of who he is, where he came from. Let us know about yourself, man, and how much time you got and what you plan to do with this time.
Well, I'm 30 years old. I've been incarcerated for about 8, going on 9 years. Mm. I'm doing a 20-year sentence for attempted murder. You know, I'm just a typical, regular dude, you know. I don't know. I feel like I'm saying you know a lot.
What about the education? You want to get your education?
Oh, yeah. I'm enrolled in the Redwoods That's College
good.
Right now.
That's good, man.
Brother
taking control of his life, man. It's free education. Yes,
free
Lord.
Education.
Yes, Lord. We got to take advantage of it. But it's good. What year are you in? You just started or? Semester?
Well, I'm still enrolled. I'm on the waiting list right now.
Okay,
so.
Okay. That's good, man. It's good to see we taking control of this environment, this situation, being that it can be, you know, it's plenty of different things we can get into, man. But to take the positive approach is the best thing going, man. So this is Pelican Bay Unlocked, man. It's your boy Lawrence, man, on the scene.
On the ones and twos right now, man.
So, you know, we're going to do it like this. We out.
We gone.
I'm here with Mario, man. This is Pelican Bay Unlocked. We're not playing. I'm in here around one of my good friends, man. A good friend that I've known for years, man. He's got something intelligent to say at every time, every turn, you know.
Like
so
that.
Tell us about yourself, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm all right. You know, just taking it one day at a time, like always. You know, it's good to see you fellas up in here today, man.
States.
This class is kind of like very interesting, you know.
Yeah, I can see that, man. We've been down for a while, so this technology being brought into the actual prison so that we can get a voice. What?
Oh, yeah, they messed up.
Did they? So we about to take full advantage of this or that at all turns, man. My brother, how long you been down, brother?
Oh, right now I've been down 15 straight, right? Straight. Been at Pelican Bay for the last 7 years, you know. I didn't watch this place come alive, you know. You know, this pandemic been killing us the last 2 years, though, but we going to be all right, though.
Matter of fact, let's get into that a little bit, man, right? Okay. You got the pandemic right here. How's your family doing it?
I mean, my family is straight. I haven't lost anyone to this, you know, it's been hard, though, you know? It's been very hard. Yeah. Hey, because I trip on this right here, brother. Mm-hmm. You know how the pandemic, right? We GPM mates at Pelican Bay,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And the fact that we GPM mates, we spending like an hour and a half out your cell a day. So that means you're spending like 23 hours in the cell. That's
in
a problem.
Cell. That is a real problem. It can wear on your in a bathroom. Let's just be 100 about this, right? This is a bathroom we're spending time in.
Man.
Right?
And then they act like that this is... they act like this is regular, normal even.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
And I haven't been feeling that.
Yeah, I absolutely can understand and relate, you know, on a real personal level, not liking to be in a cell, right? This is not him, right? But at the same time, taking advantage of a situation. I mean, being in a compromising predicament and then actually utilizing that predicament to actually build and do something within
that
circumstance.
But those are strong-minded, you know.
Absolutely.
Use that to our benefit. You know,
absolutely.
I spend many hours. I've been up since 2:30 this morning doing my college work, like the other brother said. I'm in college of the Redwoods as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And I'm about to get my AA probably in May.
I'm so proud of you, brother.
I'm 3 credits short from getting my AA. And
wow.
When I get that, that's going to be another feather in my cap.
Absolutely. As it should. As it should,
and I look
man.
Forward to that, though. You know, that's something that, you know, I always promised my parents that I would do is get a college degree. And it's just the first step, though. You
absolutely.
Because we came
more.
A long way. Though,
absolutely.
Me and you for sure from where we was to where we at right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. And
you
I
know?
Think growth and insight actually brings
growth
that. You
and
know?
Development.
Man, we
you
really,
know, and I
really
give all praises to Allah, you
for
know.
For sure. For sure. At all times, man. And yes. I think that having that being that in this predicament, in this situation right here, and taking the opportunity to actually build on what we know is right. you know better, you do better. And I think the best thing going, man.
That's for sure.
You know,
man.
It's good to talk to my brother, man. We here with Mario, man.
Yes, sir. And the truth, man. The truth. Like Charlamagne the guy. Mario the truth. Because yes, I'm going to tell you nothing but the truth coming from Pelican Bay Live and direct. Yeah. This is my first time on the mic, and I'm going to talk to y'all later because I'm going to figure it out.
We
but I promise you this right
out.
Here. We're going to get where we trying to go.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get there,
if I don't
man.
Get there one way, it's 1 foot in front of the next, or I'm going to push it the rest of the way.
As a matter of fact. Tell your friends, and your friends, friends, and let's get this, let's get this booming, man. Y'all know what y'all want to hear. Man. Let us know what y'all want to hear too. Boom.
Yeah, y'all just heard it. We live from the Bay. It's real men sharing real stories about real point of views and the struggles we go through daily. Even though it's raining and pouring, we not idle or in sleep mode. Instead, we optimistic and on our grinding in beast mode. Unfortunately, mistakes was made, but those was just minor setbacks for these major comebacks. And you know what they say, getting old is mandatory, but growing up is optional. But man, Pelican Bay Unlocked, hashtag PB Unlocked. Follow us, walk with us, come grow with us. Let us show you what we talking about, man. Tap in, holla.
You've been listening to Pelican Bay Unlocked, a production of the audio journalism classes offered at Pelican Bay State Prison and KFUG Community Radio, in conjunction with the Arts and Corrections Program administered by the William James Association. This project is supported by Arts and Corrections, a program of the California Arts Council with funding from the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. For Pelican Bay Unlocked, I'm Paul Critz.